Lights, camera, action.
Action. Hello, Jay Bear Hut.
Hello, Baru. You gotta add like something to your name.
I know. I need a suffix. Baru, I need a surname.
The superstar.
Baru the star. Yeah, someone Baru out there.
Carpenter of Karen Carpenter.
Someone out there just needs to marry me. And then we'll get this shit figured out. I'll
then,
have a
then that's how it worked in the Bible too. Is like Adam, God made Adam, who had a last name,
yeah,
Smith, and then God made Eve, who did not have a last name or a rib cage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she had to go out and get one. She had to earn it.
She had to make her even from the beginning. There's a pay gap in the freaking Bible.
Well, you seem pretty chipper this week. What's got you feeling so zippity, so energetic?
Oh, I've got so much great things going on in my life right now. Ever since I saw a movie that was so annoying, I decided that I was done with them for a little bit. I've been focusing on getting this new place with my partner.
Yeah.
Things have been going really well with my other partners.
Nice.
I've been able to help out with some friends with some various things, getting to go out and socialize, you know, spending all this time really away from the movie theaters and all the disappointments and tribulations that they have in them.
Mm-hmm. You watched X, didn't you? You saw X.
Yeah, I sure did. Oh, yeah. God, I was... Ty West, you've done it again. Lured me in to something really promising with the hope that maybe it'll be like House of the Devil. And then it's just not very good, actually.
Yeah. What are your feelings about X here? I kind of didn't really hear too much good about this film. I guess I should say I did go out and end up watching it, and I kind of share your sentiment here, but I kind of want to hear it from you.
This was one of those films where like there was a lot of like hype, as it were, for it, and then it came out and just kind of dropped off very sharply, despite a lot of people being like, this movie's great, I'm gonna buy the online ceramics collab, and then people literally stopped talking about it like immediately. I thought that one of the main things it captures about 70s horror films is that they're really weird about women's sexuality. But unlike those films, it's not unhinged enough to make that interesting.
I see.
It really kind of is just a extended A24 style. Like, aren't old people gross?
Yeah.
Ew! Have you seen Lemon Party?
Ew. Oh my
it's
god,
gross when old people are naked or have sex.
What if two people were having sex and one of them had a wrinkle? No.
Oh god, I'm gonna throw up.
I'm gonna fucking barf.
I guess it does capture that classic like 70s horror filmmaking style of like the scariest thing I could think of is like a clown who's frowning. But in this case, it's like the scariest thing I could think of is an 80-year-old woman who wants to fuck. The scary time when I saw that image where it's like a grandma and it's like, my husband is dead, I don't want to remarry.
I just want sex.
And he was like, what if she tried to talk to me?
What if she was real?
Have sex?
What if hot older singles near you, but
what
real?
What if the hot older singles are in fact near me, very close?
This movie kind of hinges itself off on the back of the idea. It's kind of assuming a lot about the viewer thinking that old bodies are disgusting and that old people are just disgusting. And it's just kind of hateful, but I feel like it doesn't really just hate the old women. It hates all the women, doesn't it, Jay Bear?
It kind of, I, I just think if you're going to have age gap Mia Goth self-cessed, that should be the part of the movie that's like epic, like badass, not the part of the movie that's like, is it that scary? No. No, talk to a lesbian.
Yeah, no. It's for many of us, it's the opposite of scary. But I mean, just I don't know. The movie has a really, really annoying gaze, and
it has a really weird. I think the other problem is that it has weird ideas about women's sexuality, but it's trying to do that while still being like post Me Too, which is a phrase I hate, but it's a phrase that does kind of capture like this sort of genre of filmmaking that's trying to be like approaching the acknowledgement of like the limitations of old exploitation films, but then in the process not understanding why like the shitty things about exploitation films end up being what leads to the heightened catharsis of them. It's same thing with like Promising Young Woman.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
This is nowhere near as awful as Promising Young Woman, but it's trying to do that same thing of like, here's a deconstruction of like the old slasher films where it's like the sluttiness is like what drives them crazy, but it's fine because they're also slutty, but it just ends up making it feel like it's trying to, like, it ends up making it too obvious that it's trying to make commentary out of it and not just that it's doing the thing old movies like that did, which is have weird commentary in them because the person making them is an insane person.
Well, the thing that I found really most striking about this tug of war that it had between like the 70s and present day was that it didn't like say or do anything that was like really new or interesting, or I mean, like, yeah. it kind of poses itself. It's like this deconstructivist take on this specific genre and era of slashers that also it's like thematically focusing itself on like sex and sexuality and like pornography or whatever. But it's like, again, like so many other movies coming out now that suck ass, it's like so unfocused on that thematic content, and it's so like doesn't really actually care to deconstruct the thing that it says it's deconstructing, and it doesn't really actually bring anything to the table. It's just the same old dialogue. It's the same old characters.
If they had like the concept of like taking the cannibalism metaphor from like Texas Chainsaw Massacre and making it into like just sexual instead, like instead of like, oh, they're eating people, it's like, oh, they're like capturing younger people to use as sex slaves for his wife's apparently like really, really intense sex drive.
Right.
I think that would be like a really cool concept, especially because it inverts the idea of like, oh, these characters are super repressed and that's what's going on. And then it's actually like, no, they've gone more in the Marquis de Sade territory where it's like they've become so sexually liberated that they end up viewing other people as like basically transactional and like purely in sexual terms.
Yeah.
And I like that idea. I like that idea of like setting that in the 70s, you know, instead of the teens are too sexually liberated and these people are too repressed, it's like the teens are kind of also just using sex in like a capitalistic way, but then it's like the elders are like a weird miasma of like what happens when you have that plus like 50 style repression brain.
Yeah,
it's something where it's like basically what I'm saying is in a better movie all of these moving parts would be like really, really interesting. I don't think Ty West pulls it off. I don't think it works. I think it ends up undercutting a lot of the horror because it just ends up distracting you with the fact that the main thing it thinks is scary is old people having sex.
Yeah, exactly.
And it ends up leading to just like a lot of scenes that don't really feel like they're going anywhere. Like they feel like they're trying to like have thematic discussions in them, but then like the conversation just doesn't really go anywhere in the film.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm going to acknowledge it. The Kid Cudi thing, kind of weird.
How so? So how do you mean?
So, okay. To get to the similarly to the problem of the film, both kind of addressing but not really doing anything about it, it is a film set in the 70s about amateur porn makers, and one of the porn stars is a black guy with a big dick whose girlfriend likes him. And there's a lot of very obviously loaded components to that for a film set in the 70s.
Yep.
And so they kind of just try to not acknowledge it, but in the process, it makes it stick out way more because Kid Cudi is still playing a very racially loaded, like, 70s porn trope character.
Yeah.
And then they have this scene where he fucks the good girl, the good white girl girlfriend, while her white boyfriend cries in the shower because he's been cucked. So by not acknowledging the, like, loaded imagery of all that, it kind of makes it, like, weirder.
It literally is like, okay, Ty West might just be, like, a reactionary.
Like, yeah, it kind of ends up making it feel a little bit... It ends up making it more reactionary. Like, he couldn't figure out a way to have these elements in his film without acknowledging them in a way that didn't end up drawing a lot of attention to them. So he's like, oh, well, I just won't acknowledge them. But it's very obvious that he thought about them because they're not acknowledged in a way this kind of movie normally would. Like, there's no one says anything racist, which means he definitely thought about the decision to not have that in the film while dealing with really racially loaded stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like no one's, you know, super overt or whatever, but like the content is there. Like it's still, you know, it's still commenting on something that's like a stereotype, and it's not, again, not really commenting on it in a way that's very substantive. You could maybe argue that like Kid Cudi signed off on this and it's like, okay, yeah, fair. But at the same time, like, we're also talking about, I don't know, we're talking about a very unfocused movie here in a very general sense. Like, also in terms of kind of the other elephant in the room part that I wanted to bring up, which was, like, the fucking stupid shit with the crocodile and...
That was so annoying.
So bad. Like, so, so stupid.
That actually gets to, like, another element of the film. But just to briefly return and tie a little bow on the Kid Cudi thing, it's because I was, like, kind of on board or in, like, the first quarter-ish of the film, and I'm like, okay, Ty West is recognizing, probably doesn't have the range. This is taking place in a sort of fantastic, you know, it's a fantastical memory version of the 70s. So he's just not going to address, like, the racial component of, like, this group of friends. Sure.
Right.
But then he proceeds to put things in the film.
Then he proceeds to address it.
Yeah, he then proceeds to address it.
Which is classic. I mean, you know, it's fine. No one's gonna read between the lines here. It's whatever. Just, you're looking too far into it, I think.
Yeah. If you're going to commit, you should maybe be a little bit more thoughtful about what you're doing. And if you're not going to be thoughtful about what you're doing, then you should just not be thoughtful about what you're doing.
Go just one way or the other.
Just be thoughtless or actually think about what you're doing. You can't half-ass doing either of those.
Get off the fence, losers.
That's like the other thing with the crocodile kill. This film was, like, so much of the hype and press about it was about it as this, like, ultra-violent film. And I guess in that way, it kind of does capture the video nasties thing of, like, a lot of hype for not a lot of substance.
Yeah.
But this was, like, not... this is not a very violent film.
No.
Like, there's violence in it. There's some parts that are gruesome-ish, but, like, even within, like, the A24 oeuvre, it's, like, not really that gruesome.
It's, It doesn't even compare. Like, it doesn't even show up on the list for me. Like, the kill of one of the characters getting stabbed in the eye with a pitchfork is like you definitely don't see it. God, what other kills were there? I mean, like, somebody gets shot,
There's
which is
Kid
boring.
Cudi gets shot, but it's like really almost off screen. I think it is actually off screen. There's the stupid crocodile kill, the stabbing kill. Two people get shot. That one was kind of okay, but not like, whoa, horrifying. Some other people get shot. Oh, I guess there's the bit where the old lady fires the shotgun and it launches her across
Oh yeah.
and that kills her. Yeah, that's kind of it. I'm trying to think what else happens. Oh, the guy gets stabbed through the head in the eye with the pitchfork.
Yeah, that one.
That was kind of air quotes classic slasher kill, I guess. But like for a movie that really pushed like how dark and fucked up it was gonna be, and then they have like the cow see exploded scene, and it's like that's the most gruesome part of the film is that you see like a cow that exploded.
And it also has nothing to do with shit, by the way.
Yeah, it I saw that and I was like, oh, that's the film being like, get used to seeing this stuff. It's gonna be some blood and guts and gore coming up, and then nothing that happened in the rest of the film was as gory as that.
Yeah. What the
Like
fuck, man?
the Texas Chainsaw Massacre Netflix movie is a more gory Texas Chainsaw Massacre tribute film than this is.
Literally,
The
exactly.
Netflix film.
The Netflix film. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. Also, like, I don't know, just all of the stuff with, like, the animal friends that show up in the film, like, it's a fucking Disney movie or something. Like,
Yeah, what?
I hate to keep bringing up the crocodile, but, like,
It's really stupid. It cannot be emphasized how much.
just because you introduced it in an earlier stupid scene doesn't mean your payoff scene is less stupid. It's all stupid. It's stupid top to bottom. Get the fucking croc out of here, man. What's going on?
It's so disappointing. Unfortunately, I will fall for it again because Tywist did announce that secretly he had filmed a prequel movie with Mia Goth about the old lady's origin story,
God.
which I'm not kidding. That's actually a thing that they're going to be making, and that I will go see because I did like Mia Goth's role as like a psycho old lady. She really nails that performance.
She's amazing. I mean, like,
So
she.
I want to see that. I want to see her play like a psycho killer lady, like again, because she was really good
Yeah.
at it in this one.
I'll fall for the bait. I'll watch it. I'll view it. But I mean, like, that's, really part of the reason that I paid the price of admission here really was for Mia Goth.
Yeah.
I've only seen her in a couple other things. Definitely saw her in High Life, but yeah, she's really spectacular here. She's kind
And
of
I
this.
didn't even know that I was going to get two Mia Goths.
Yeah, two
I
for the
didn't know that
price of
going in.
one.
I got two Mia Goths, so I was happy on that.
It's a great value. It's a great bang for your buck. Yeah, that stuff's all well and good. Fine, no qualms really with the performances. But boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy, the content.
I think like the quintessential example that the film has with that is that the scene where Mia Goth gets into bed with Mia Goth and is like stroking her, the thing that obviously makes it like creepy and scary is that it's an old lady and not like what she's doing. Like it's not that her actions are horrifying. It's like
Right.
it's that what she is horrifying. And it's just that she's an old lady. And that kind of sucks. Also, that's kind of not scary. I don't know how to t even if like they're killer old people, like them just being old, not scary.
I've been playing a little bit of Elden Ring. I've been thinking a little bit about that Miyazaki quote about making enemies that are sort of honorable or I can't yeah I'm not gonna remember what the fuck that whole quote was, but I don't know. I like a villain that's or really any character on either side of the fence that's like fully realized and like someone who the filmmaker is like tried to put themselves in their shoes and feel something like lived in. And it's almost like this film is like trying to convince you that that's going on here, that there's some sort of sympathy being extended to the older characters. But I don't find that to be really accurate or the case. Just doesn't feel considered at all. They don't feel, it feels insulting towards pretty much all toward the concept of old people.
The closest to like elements of like any of the characters really kind of feeling that way without like, cause they also didn't feel like, you know, like slasher trip characters. Was I did really like the exchange between the for lack of a way to put it, bimbo slut character and the old lady Mia Goth, where she's just like, she our friend of the pod Lonnie put it really well. She's the only person who has like a normal reaction in this film, which is she sees an old lady naked by a lake and is just like, "Oh my god, are you okay?"
Yeah.
And it's just like, hey, like, my grandma does this all the time because she has dementia. Let me take care of it. And she just, like, goes into, like, a normal reaction for that.
Yeah.
I thought that exchange was kind of cute. And then, unfortunately, it has the really stupid payoff.
It literally... it's so frustrating that, like, I don't know. Usually, there's some element of... I don't know, not so much the teens deserving it, but there was just something about her whole death sequence and that whole like conversation that felt like kind of adventure gamey, where it's like one person is doing something nice for another person and then the other person gets mad and the person who's doing something like, I don't know, there's just no relation to anything else. It's so nebulous. It's like, it's not really even trying to be like the, like, oh, you're rooting for this teen to die. It's just like a weird argument that occurs.
Yeah, that's kind of a way to put it. You're not really rooting for her to die or like escape.
Yeah. She's just there.
Also, they like with the good girl who then is like, fuck you guys, and then runs out the door and gets shot. That kind of like bit and the way it's executed is like basically the same as it is in Scream 3.
Yeah, yeah.
With the actress who plays the goody two shoes, and then it's revealed at the end that, like, actually she is also a bitch.
Right. Yeah, they, I mean, that's. They stole a lot of just kind of. I don't know. A lot of the kills in this movie are kind of played for laughs in a way that, like, I don't think they knew what kind of movie they wanted to make.
Yeah. No, it's because it doesn't, it's not like the Ari Aster thing where the laughs are there to like make the scarier parts tense. It just kind of undercuts the any horror that could have been there.
Right, yeah.
I did like the reveal of the main character's background. I thought that was cute. Okay, I think that one mistake that the film made that it should have done is that it should have started from the goody good girl's perspective, because she is sort of the prototypical final girl. We know she's not gonna be, because it doesn't start with her story, it starts with Mia Goth's.
Yeah.
Have it start with her, have her meet Mia Goth. Mia Goth's character is still developed via a lot of the same scenes, but just by like flipping it around and making the audience think that the other girl is gonna be the final girl, A, makes her death a lot more like shock humor in a way that actually works, and B, I think makes the payoff of the reveal with Mia Goth's character a lot more meaningful, because it makes you realize that, like, oh, this character has been, like, running away from this, like, past this entire time.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and all of a sudden you have meaning, where before there was, like, a void of meaning and a void of significance there. But if, you know, if the good girl is the main character, and then, I mean, like, that really just makes everything else that happens. There's very little that you even have to change past that.
Yeah. No, if you just change that, like, it immediately, like, gives the film a completely different tonal thing. But she's, like, the last character to be introduced, and she has no personality for most of the film. So you know she's going to die. Like, you have absolutely no emotional attachment to her as a character.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just a lot, just confounding. So many confounding choices. How do they let these people in the door? You know, why are they letting these freakos make movies? They ought to let real pornographers make movies that A24 finances.
I mean, honestly, I would love if A24 just started giving money to the like the lowest of low budget like producers and filmmakers. I just want Ty West to make like another good film. Like just one.
I've actually never seen Last House on the Left. Is that it? Or is it?
No, it's House of the Devil. Jesus Christ. House of the Devil, I like because it is a very faithful recreation of like 80s like satanic panic films, which means it's either going to bore the shit out of you or you're going to be fucking love it, because those movies are very boringly paced, which is why I really liked it, because it's like he does it really well. There is like literally one shot in it that gives away that it's made in modern times, which is a car is pulling out of a driveway and the camera pans to the left to follow the car. They didn't do that. That's like the only thing that gives away that it's a modern, because like that's such a like modern like shot pan that like just the way it's done. But a lot of the film does like a really good job of like looking like a random movie from the 80s that was like dug up by Vinegar Syndrome or something.
That's really cool, actually.
Yeah, no, I really like it, and I think it's, and so like I know that unlike a lot of other directors, the person who made Censor, who are just kind of borrowing this like video nasties, I played an analog horror video game kind of aesthetic. I know that he actually has like a sincere love of those things.
Yeah,
I just don't think he's been able to like capture that lightning in a bottle again.
It's you know, it's tough to get inspired. It's tough to really capture what you love about something. I guess it ain't easy.
You know, a movie adjusts gender and sexuality while also being a weird throwback to like 70s horror films.
Oh, what one?
Love Witch.
Yeah,
that movie fucking. Also, Love Witch has an incredible like running slow build joke. Uh-huh. Which is that it is slowly revealed over the course of the film that it actually takes place in modern times.
Yeah.
Like, you'll just, like, there's, like, they're at the police station and you, like, suddenly, like, notice, like, wait a second, they all have, like, modern computers.
Yeah.
And then, like, right near the end of the film, she pulls a cell phone out of her purse and it's, like, the first time you see a cell phone in the entire film. It's so funny, like, how much the movie tricks you into thinking it's in the 70s because of the way it looks. And then there's just these moments where it's like, no, it's modern times, actually. It's just modern. It's just 70s real. 70s retro is really in right now in this city.
Yeah, I mean, Love Witch is a pure bimbos film. Like, it is so stupid. And, like, it almost feels like they just kind of like dropped the kayfabe at a certain point and were just like, let's just have computers and cell phones in this. Why not?
Fuck yeah, it. it's so good. I was blown away by how much I ended up liking it.
Yeah, that's a great movie. Watch that shit instead of X.
Yeah, no, really, honestly, I think that's gonna be our new bit. Is when we watch a movie that sucks, we recommend a movie that is better.
Yeah, and watch Valley of the Dolls and Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, because you'll have fun.
Yeah.
Why not?
I noticed you didn't say they were good.
you know, I didn't.
Was it one of those written by Roger Ebert?
I think Beyond the Valley of the Dolls was written by Roger Ebert, yes.
That's how you know it's quality. That man
it's
knew art.
Good shit. I have both. I have both Blu-rays, actually, on my shelf.
Hey, Ty West, you should tie again.
Holy fucking shit.
Got his ass!
Hey, this is definitely not on the list of 1,000 movies I need to watch before I tie. Hey.
I'm clicking, if I didn't see it in a movie theater, but was instead watching it in my web browser, I'd click X.
If I was outside of the movie theater where they were playing X, I would turn 360 degrees and walk west away from the theater.